Throughout southern Louisiana, you can see many sugarcane fields along the tracks. The cane looks like huge tufts of grass growing as tall as 10 feet. Sugarcane is grown in 15 of Louisiana's parishes, mainly in the Mississippi Delta region, where the riverbank soils are especially well suited for it. Jesuit priests introduced sugarcane to the state in 1751 at their plantation near New Orleans. Sugarcane grew in importance as a commercial crop after 1795, when the sugar crystallization process was developed, and it's the area's most important crop today. Sugarcane is planted in the fall and sprouts in the spring. It's not grown from seeds, but instead cane stalks are planted in the ground. One planting of cane stalks is good for 3 years. By late summer, the cane will be 8 to 10 feet tall. Harvesting begins in October and is usually completed by December. This is often called the grinding season because the cane is ground or crushed to extract the sweet juices. Then it will be processed into crystallized sugar. Along the train route, you may be able to spot several sugar mills. This is where the cut stalks of sugarcane are brought after harvesting in the fall. Here the cane is washed and crushed and processed. Bagasse is the fibrous part of the cane, which is left over after grinding. It is either burned as fuel for the mill or used to make products such as paper, building boards, plastics, poultry litter, animal bedding, and garden mulch. The sugar industry was so successful during the early 1800s that planters were able to develop large plantations with luxurious mansions. Prior to the Civil War, Louisiana had some 1,600 plantations. Crops like sugarcane were planted, tended, and harvested by thousands of African slaves. The French began bringing African slaves into the colony of Louisiana as early as the 1720s. Often slaves came to Louisiana from what is today Haiti. These men and women were experts at sugar cultivation, and their skill contributed not only to the economic success of Louisiana, but influenced the way plantations were laid out, the way they were run, and the architecture of the buildings. Today, most of the work of planting and harvesting sugarcane is done mechanically, but you can learn about the legacy of sugar by visiting some of the antebellum plantation homes, which have been preserved and opened to the public.